HR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Parts of Maryland got a lot of rain that combined with high tides to flood several areas. Here's CBS News Baltimore reporter Mike Helgren.
This happened just like Isabel. It came over the Bayside first and then flooded us. So it's usually worse when it's like that.
This is directly across the street from our house.
Bowley's quarters also saw floodwaters.
And the water's just coming over the bulkheads like crazy.
Joan Marr showed us the view from her community. Many still remember the devastation from Hurricane Isabel here more than 20 years ago.
Vice President Kamala Harris continues to take it to former President Donald Trump.
As Attorney General, I held Wall Street banks accountable for fraud. Well, Donald Trump was just found guilty of fraud, 34 counts.
Harris was in Glendale in Battleground, Arizona. Trump spoke in Bozeman, Montana.
We're going to evict crazy Kamala. Do you know, ever hear of Kamala? Radical left.
More than 60 people on board a plane that crashed in a suburb of Sao Paulo, Brazil, Friday morning have died. Cell phone video shows the plane spinning and falling rapidly to the ground, disappearing behind a hill. CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve has more.
There was a warning about severe icing in the area the plane was flying through when it appeared to enter into a stall, followed by that flat spin where you see it sort of rotating around in a circle at a level as it seems to just fall out of the sky.
American and Israeli military officials are in close contact in anticipation of attacks on Israel by Iran and its proxies. It would be in revenge for the recent killings of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. CBS's Ramy Innocencio reports from Tel Aviv.
Israelis are living in a constant state of anxiety as they wait for next moves from Iran and Hezbollah. If Israel-Hamas ceasefire talks do resume next week, CIA Director William Burns is expected to attend.
Saturday will be a busy one for team sports at the Summer Olympics.
Two major gold medal matches are among the highlights for Team USA. The men's basketball team will take on home country France after its thrilling win over Serbia on Thursday. And the women's soccer team faces Brazil. After the B girls battled yesterday in the only new sport of the games, breaking, the B boys get the spotlight. It's also a big day on the track with 9 medal events, including the men's and women's 4x400 meter relays. Every sport holding events is handing out medals. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
The FDA has approved the first nasal spray to treat severe allergic reactions. It's an alternative to injectable products. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Help is on the way for Rock County homeowners affected by storm damage. The Rock County Board approved $1 million in emergency relief on Thursday. The money comes from the American Relief Act, which was part of the COVID pandemic response. Northeast Wisconsin Democrats are urging a no vote on Tuesday's constitutional amendment ballot questions. Lisa Hale reports.
8th Congressional District candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley said the amendments would take federal fund distribution away from the governor's office and put it in the hands of the legislature.
This Republican-led legislature is the least effective, the least responsive legislature in decades. And they want the reins in the case of an emergency?
Lierley pointed to the legislature's delay in distributing PFAS cleanup funds as an example.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Willie Adames comes through again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Reds last night, 8-3 in Milwaukee, thanks to shortstop Willie Adames coming up with a 3-run homer in the bottom of the first inning. Adames has hit a home run in the last 4 games and was asked about his goal to play in every game this season for the Brewers.
I mean, I work hard during the offseason. I prepare myself to try to play every day.
NFL, the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland this afternoon. 7th round pick Michael Pratt, quarterback out of Tulane, will will get plenty of snaps in the game and says he will dedicate his performance to his older brother David, who passed away last summer.
My big brother David, he was definitely the biggest fan, and I know he'll be watching. So, you know, just having the family there and, you know, getting to celebrate his life and celebrate, you know, what he loved to watch, which was my sister and I playing sports. So definitely means a lot to me. Definitely excited to have that opportunity and, you know, that he's watching.
That's Packers rookie quarterback Michael Pratt with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cool tonight with a mostly clear sky and a low in the upper 40s. A beautiful weekend ahead, lots of sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 70s, and more sun and upper 70s Sunday. Sunday night, Monday, a few clouds and a slight chance of rain. Currently 51 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll get you caught up on the weekend news and look ahead to the Tuesday primary day in Wisconsin. Be a voter. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. MAGA group True the Vote is working with sheriffs to monitor drop boxes. That's the headline over at talkingpointsmemo.com this morning. The election-denying activist group with ties to Donald Trump, True the Vote, is asking sheriffs across the country to monitor ballot drop boxes. Here's the strategy. It's very straightforward. The places where drop boxes most often proliferate are big cities. And big cities tend to have larger minority populations than rural areas. So if you've got a white guy with a gun and a badge sitting next to a drop box, some people of color will be sufficiently intimidated that they'll drive up and then just drive away without stopping to drop off their ballot. They might be concerned that, he's a vigilante. They may be concerned that he's going to be, you know, stopping them and looking for some excuse to beat them up or kill them. They might be concerned that he's there to steal the ballots out of the drop box. But, this is the plan to try to suppress the vote, because Republicans don't want people to vote. It's just that simple. Republicans don't even believe in elections. You know, they're trying to screw up elections. They believe in gerrymandering. They believe in rigging the system, basically, because they know that most people don't like their policies. Most people don't want Social Security privatized. Most people don't want Medicare privatized. Most people would like to see a national health care system that actually works, like they have in Australia or Canada or all across Europe. Most people would like to have an absolute right to vote. Most people would like to see assault weapons banned. Most people would like to see our climate crisis dealt with in a way that's smart and that increases the resilience of our electric grids. I could go on, but Republican policies that are the antithesis of everything I just mentioned are not popular. Most people would like to see women able to make the choices for their bodies rather than male Republican politicians. So what do? They try to rig elections, and this is just another one. This group, they're hooking up with Sheriff Mack's organization, the Constitutional Sheriffs. Sheriff Mack has been a regular on this program for years. He's a right wing crazy, but willing to come on and talk to me. I'll give him that. And I think deep down inside he's a relatively decent person, but the politics of these people. They're just. Well, enough said. This is something to keep an eye on. These kinds of voter intimidation. I mean, this goes back to 1950s. In the 1960 election, that was Nixon versus Kennedy election. In that election, William Rehnquist was a Republican activist in Arizona, and he went out to the communities out on the periphery of Phoenix. And where there were Native Americans voting and Hispanic people voting. And he was a big bear of a man. He was like 6'2", 200 pounds. And he would stand outside these polling places. Now, back then, you didn't even have to show ID to vote. But he would stand outside these polling places, and he would challenge every single voter of color. And, you know, half of them would turn around and go away because they just didn't want to deal with it. It was called Operation Eagle Eye. He helped start this thing. And it went nationwide for, you know, a couple decades. White people intimidating voters of color. And William Rehnquist rode that all the way to becoming Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, where he handed the election in 2000 to George W. Bush. So, anyway, this is nothing new. I mean, this is how the South used to conduct elections. But back, you know, before the 1950s, I'd say. I was going to say back in the 1860s, but it goes, you know, it was far more modern than that. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court, this is interesting. This is an interesting take on the Supreme Court. You know, I've talked before about how the Marbury versus Madison decision in 1803, when Jefferson was president, Chief Justice John Marshall, in this decision, Marbury versus Madison, ruled that the Supreme Court had the power to strike down laws that they believed were unconstitutional. Now, that's a power that is not given to the court in the Constitution. They simply took it onto themselves. And Jefferson went nuts about it. And as a result of that, the only two major decisions in the entire 19th century, for the entire century of the 1800s, that were based on constitutionality were Marbury versus Madison in 1803 and Dred Scott in 1856. Well, and arguably Plessy versus Ferguson in 1898. So let's say three. But the court just didn't do that. I mean, basically the court was the court of final appeals. It was the court where, you know, you sued me and I won, and then you'd appeal, and then you win, and then I appeal, and then I win, and it goes back and forth, you know, as it's working its way up the courts. It's got to stop someplace. There's got to be a place where the buck stops. That's what the Supreme Court was designed to be. Read Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution. It's the court of final appeals. But like I said, in 1803, they took onto themselves this additional power to decide what is and what isn't constitutional. Well, I got this, but I didn't really get the significance of it. And I need to think about this and probably write more about it as time goes on. That in this Donald Trump versus the U.S. case, where Trump claimed that he has immunity as president to commit crimes, and the Justice Department should not have the ability to prosecute him. And the Supreme Court, or at least six right-wing crazies on the Supreme Court, six Republicans on the Supreme Court, agreed with him. But they didn't just agree with him. They didn't just say, oh yeah, Trump has immunity. They said, Trump has immunity, but on a case-by-case basis. In other words, the president can have immunity for official acts when he's president, even if he commits crimes in the course of those official acts. But we're not going to tell you what those acts would be. What you need to do is bring them back to us. Now let that sink in. The Supreme Court basically said, we will decide on a case-by-case basis which presidents can commit crimes and which presidents can't. Which presidential behavior is criminal and can be prosecuted, and which presidential power is not criminal or is criminal but can't be prosecuted. And that's as big a power grab in my mind as is Marbury versus Madison. And you want the evidence of this? Look at what's going on right now in Tanya Chutkan's court. Jack Smith just asked for a 3-week delay. You know, today there was supposed to be a hearing in Tanya Chutkan's court, and then a week from today was going to be arguments about which parts of the indictments against Donald Trump for January 6th for trying to overthrow our country, which part of those indictments that were brought down by the grand jury constituted official acts and therefore could not be prosecuted versus those that constituted unofficial acts and could be prosecuted. And so they're going through the whole indictment. And in fact, one group marked it all up with red, yellow, and green. You know, green can be indicted, red probably can't be indicted. yellow, it's debatable. But they're going through the whole indictment, and Jack Smith says, it's going to take me 3 weeks to do this. And then what's going to happen is he's going to make an appeal to Judge Chutkan. She's going to make a ruling saying, yeah, okay, that's an official act, that's not. We're going to prosecute him for this, we're going to not prosecute him for that. And then instantly, whatever she decides will be appealed again to the Supreme Court by Donald Trump's lawyers. Because the Supreme Court said, bring it back to us, and we'll decide. And I can't find anywhere in the Constitution where that kind of power is given to the Supreme Court. These people, these six right-wingers, these six Republicans on the court, are just hell-bent for leather to turn themselves into the kings and queens of America. And it's not a good thing. It's not how a democracy runs. There is no Supreme Court anywhere in the developed world that has this kind of power. In fact, in most kind, like in Holland and in the Netherlands, they have one Supreme Court for constitutional issues and another one for, you know, Court of Final Appeals. I believe they do in Germany, too. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I got to tell you about Harlan Crowe, and I'll pick up your calls right after the break. Stay with us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, Berine.com, code Tom, Thom.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. You know, it's tricky because even healthy, so-called healthy and so-called organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
Driving down this winding road with the sun on my face. Mountains rise up high, a testament to grace. Engines purring steady, wheels on the ground. Nature calls my name with every sight and sound. On the road to the wild where the mountains stand tall, feel the power of the earth, hear the nature's call. By the rivers and the lakes where the water runs deep, find a connection that's yours to keep.
22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Bob in Melbourne, Florida. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Well, another day down here in DeSantistan. You know, DeSantistan.
Yeah, they used to say another day in paradise, but now it's DeSantistan. What's up, Bob? Thanks for listening to WMNF, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm a rock star there. Hey, about 35 years ago, I did a job. I was working for a company that did a lot of scenic work and development work for, Disney and SeaWorld and Universal Studios and all that. One of the small jobs that we got was to do the Taj Mahal.
Donald Trump's casino.
Work. Yeah, it's casino. And some of the interior work, like the crystal tree in the lobby and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it was not a big job for us. It was, it made a little bit of a difference. But our other work was more consequential. But anyway, at the end of the job, when all the dust settled, we wound up getting about 30, 35 cents on a dollar.
He didn't pay you?
No, he didn't pay. He just said, nah, sue me, you know.
Wow.
Screw you. And long story short, about a year and a half later, I was one of the project managers. I didn't have anything to do with that job, but I was off on something else. But anyway, long story short, about a year and a half later, we got another bid package in, big roll of blueprints and everything, for another casino in Atlantic City. And the cover page said that we were a preferred vendor, and all these nice things, so I rolled up this big wad of blueprints and threw it in my if and when I get there can, one day the boss was up in my office. I was on the phone, And he just, you know, he's just checking in, being nice. And so I was on the phone with him. He reaches over and he pulls out this roll of blueprints and he unrolls them. And after I got off on my phone call, he looked at me and said, "Hey, Bob, are you going to bid on this? Are we going to bid on this?" He said, "This is just the kind of stuff we do, man. This is right up our alley." And I looked at the boss and I said, "Vince, to turn back to page one." And he rolls it back. And it says, you know, like Trump Intergalactic Enterprises, whatever they're calling themselves that day. And the boss looked up at me. He looked up at me, and I looked at him, and I said, "You know, if somebody's going to lose money, Vince, why don't you let it be one of our competitors?" And he rolled up the blueprints and threw them in the if and when I get there can.
Uh-huh.
And I never got there. Yeah. And so anyway, that's just my now my advice to anybody who's voting this year: do what I do.
Yeah.
Don't ever vote for anybody that you would not trust your to have pet sit your dog.
Yeah, there you go. Once burned, twice.
And I would and. And Donald Trump is never going to pet sit my dog, I'll tell you that.
I would not give Donald Trump my wallet. I would not, you know, let him babysit my kids. I wouldn't let him be in the same room with my wife. And And you want this guy as president? Holy cow. I mean, it's just...
Really,
It's bizarre. It really is.
Bizarre. Anyway, I just thought I'd call you and tell you my short experience.
Well, that was a good one, Bob. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate the call. Thank you. I thought you were done. Chris in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Chris, thanks for listening to KTRC. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, thanks. A couple things, just mainly about music. You inspired me talking about Trump being not unusual anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote a little ditty to the tune of "It's Not Unusual."
Oh,
so
really?
Here it goes. Yeah. "It's not unusual to hear lies from Donald Trump. He'll call you names and mock your race. That's Donald Trump. So let's get real and fact check during the debates. He'll lose and then go straight to jail. I know he will. And skip out on his bill. Kamala and Tim are gonna win."
There you go. Okay, Chris, I gotta block it or end it there. But thank you for the call, and you seem pretty good, better than me. Thank you. It's 27 minutes past the hour, although I don't want to encourage that. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned. It's Anything Goes Friday on the Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with you.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief, a powerful storm that overstayed its welcome, causing flooding in a number of states, including Pennsylvania. Here's CBS News Philadelphia reporter Josh Sanders.
While surrounding homes are pumping water out of their basements, Chester County officials continue to assess the damage.
Vice President Kamala Harris is giving as good as she's getting. She spoke at a campaign event in Battleground, Arizona.
In this campaign, I will proudly put my record against his every day of the week.
An airliner carrying more than 60 people crashed into a residential area of Sao Paulo, Brazil, killing everyone on board. Robert Sumwalt is a former chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board and a CBS News transportation analyst.
Certainly what this looks like is the airplane had an aerodynamic stall. And what that means is simply the airflow across the wings was no longer sufficient to keep the airplane flying.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The numbers are in from last month's Speed Enforcement Day. State troopers pulled over 1,600 drivers on July 26th. About a third of them got speeding tickets. Another third got warnings. Officers say they saw drivers going 20 miles an hour over the posted limit in work zones. The effort aimed to save lives and to teach drivers about the dangers of speeding. A road construction crew made a surprising discovery in south central Wisconsin. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
They were preparing for construction on the Lone Rock Bridge, which straddles the Sauk, Richland, and Iowa County lines. In the water, authorities found a 1980s Pontiac Grand Prix. They don't even make Pontiacs anymore. Law enforcement ended up learning this car had been stolen in 1990. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of...
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cool tonight with a mostly clear sky and a low in the upper 40s. A beautiful weekend ahead, lots of sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 70s, and more sun and upper 70s Sunday. Sunday night, Monday, a few clouds and a slight chance of rain. Right now it's 53.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll reminisce about how we'll always have Paris as the Summer Olympics draw to a close, plus news headlines from over the weekend.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E. Superbearing.com, code Tom, to get 15% off and a free month supply of Superbearing. Superbearing.com, code Tom, P-E-R-I-N-E. Superbearing.com, code Tom.
Ready for the fight. I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right. You call me liberal, I wear it like a crown. I dare you to come forward, don't you back down. Call into my show, bring your facts and your fight. I'm ready for
the welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Jason in Potosi, Missouri. Am I saying it right, Jason?
That is correct, Tom. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. What's up?
Well, I'm calling from Missouri today, and I know the big thing that we all got to go after is Kamala Harris, Tim Walz. That's got to happen, right? No question. But here in Missouri, we've got some chances that you guys may not know about. We've got a governor's race, a Congress race. I'm in District 3, which is outside of St. Louis, and a United States Senate race. I just wanted to touch base on. Chris Quaid's running for governor, Tom. We've got a real chance to take out a guy named Mike Keel, who at best is probably an old-school Republican, but is way too friendly with Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. It's time to put that down, Tom.
Yeah.
It's time to end it. Simple as that. Blaine Luckenmeyer was my congressman. He decided, and gee, I wonder why, with failing Trump numbers to not run this year. And we've got a lady named Bethany Mann. This is her second time running. She ran against him, obviously, 2 years ago, with no support, got 32% of the vote. That is like Western St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Franklin County. If you look at a map, it's basically St. Louis Metro, including my county, Washington. We can win these things, Tom. The other one is I want to send Josh Hawley home more than anything back to wherever he claims he's from this week because we got a guy named Lucas Coontz who is a war veteran. The guy's got the look, Tom. I don't know if you've ever had him on. Any one of these people could win. I mean, we've got a chance here. Tom, they talk about the economy not working in Missouri. I'm driving down 44 right now. It looks like a rush hour in a city. We're in a good place economically. I know it's not the story they want to hear. And they're more worried about transgender issues for whatever reason beyond that, the fact that they can't win anymore. But, Tom, I'm telling you, we can win these things.
Yeah, Biden and Harris have brought the economy
back.
Today.
Oh, yeah. I was in Oklahoma 2 weeks ago. I heard you talking the other day about red states. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want to hear a word about how Oklahoma doesn't have federal funding. Every bit from Springfield, Missouri to Oklahoma City was busy with traffic. They're not fair to the Republican states. That's garbage.
Yeah.
I'm done with hearing that.
Yeah.
And frankly, I think J.D. Vance, let's make a joke to end this on. I think we need to put a predator bill up for J.D. Vance around furniture.
No more couches for J.D.
I know I can't be raunchy on here, so I'm going to respect your position.
Okay.
But I just want to leave you with that thought, okay?
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks for the
report from Missouri. It's much appreciated. Keep us up to date on how everything's going, will you, Jason?
Will do, sir.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Will do. Thank
you.
Good talking
to you. Yep, bye now. Patty in Jackson, Wyoming. Speaking of Wyoming, hey, Patty, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, a lot of journalists have been wondering and scratching their heads about why Donald Trump is going to be in Bozeman, Montana today, and I have the answer for them.
Okay.
I live in Jackson, Wyoming, which is the richest county, of course, in the state of Wyoming. We have a lot of billionaires here in the valley. He's coming here from Bozeman. He's going to be here tomorrow. I think they, as usual, we've seen it over the years, like way back when Dick Cheney was vice president. They try to keep these things under wrap. But, of course, I live right here in Jackson, and we all know what's going on. Trump is going to be here tomorrow.
For a fundraiser.
So he's, for a fundraiser, yeah. With just, you know, like David Sokol, who hosted Clarence Thomas at his fishing ranch here. Rickett from down in Bondurant. I mean, you know, all of the billionaires in this valley are going to be there, I'm sure. But he's, you know, that he's using the trip to Bozeman sort of as subterfuge because it's only like 3 hours away from here.
I see.
So he's just going to, do a little side slip trip here to Jackson and try to do some serious fundraising from our billionaires.
Makes perfect sense. So, Patty, thank you.
Yeah, so, just put it out there. All these journalists and people who are wondering, that's the answer.
I get it.
It's not about having a trip to Bozeman. It's about coming to Jackson to fundraise.
Yeah, I was thinking he wanted to go to a place where he wouldn't be heckled and he'd be guaranteed a large crowd, and so he picked one of the red estates he could think of. But your argument makes a lot more sense, Patty. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
The other part, part that's really interesting is this whole thing that's come up about a helicopter flight, because when I heard that he was going to be here in Jackson, and then I heard that he was going to be in Bozeman first, I thought, well, they'll probably shuttle him from Bozeman to Jackson in a helicopter because it's such a short trip that with these big planes, by the time they get up in the air, they got to come back down again.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe that's what's kind of raised.
No, he's going to be flying his little 757 because he can bill it to the RNC, you know, so... And then that way he gets the RNC gets to pay for maintenance and crew and everything else. Apropos of that helicopter story, here's an interesting anecdote. Back in 1989, three of his employees, including the guy who was the CEO of the Taj Mahal Casino, was a Mormon with seven children, died in a helicopter crash. And Donald Trump was sitting in his office with a couple of other executives from the Trump Company, I believe Michael Cohen included, and he got a call from the media about it, and this is apparently how he learned about it, and he put the call on, and he took it on speakerphone, and he put it on hold for a second, and he said to the guys in the room, I'm going to tell a story here, please don't be angry with me, but this is an opportunity for me to get some publicity. And so then he puts the reporter back on the line and he says, I was supposed to be on that helicopter, which was a complete lie.
That's
his helicopter story. I mean, the guy just can't help himself. He just has to lie all the time. And it's because he's so insecure because he's a nothing. You know, he was a mediocre student. He was a non-athlete. He was, you know, people didn't like him. He was a bully. He was an ass as a kid. He couldn't hang on to a wife. He cheated on all his wives. He ripped off his customers, or he ripped off, not just his customers. I mean, Trump water, which was advertised as the purest spring water available, was tap water from Philadelphia. I mean, you know, it's like, it's crazy. It's just, the guy is pathetic. Now, Patty, thank you for the call. Thanks for
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the report from Jackson, Wyoming. T in Roxboro, North Carolina. Hey, T, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First of all, once again, great program. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thanks for the acknowledgement.
Of course. I came on to say something I'm about to say, but I must tell you that story of a dog got to me, and I want to thank you for that as well. Mm-hmm. My point is this. Trump is not running for office. Trump is running from jail.
I agree.
I agree.
He did not even say he was going to run for office until it became clear that they were going to prosecute him. And I believe that he declared his candidacy thinking that that would stop them in their tracks on the prosecutions. And when it didn't, that's when it got real for him.
I agree and would suggest the following. As you know better than most, please don't stop talking. And one of the things we each can do, as I've been doing here in Roxborough, is helping people register to vote.
Yeah.
Finally, don't stop fighting. We are the ones we've been waiting for. Tom, thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, T. Good to hear from you, and I appreciate the call. Jane in Limerick, Maine. Hey, Jane, what's on your mind today?
Yeah. Hi, Tom. Jane, not Jean.
Oh, yeah. I thought I said Jane.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Starting all over again, I have two things. Mm-hmm. The first one is I didn't hear anywhere that people were annoyed that we couldn't hear the questions yesterday at Trump's news conference. And he had no microphones. He didn't repeat the questions so that we could hear the question asked. Why isn't anybody commenting about that? That was very frustrating that we couldn't hear the questions.
I get it. It's kind of an inside baseball perspective, you know, but and I'm guessing the news media was upset about it. The other thing is, if you had been able to hear the questions, you would have known that he did not answer most of the questions, as Lawrence O'Donnell pointed out last night. He would, you know, they'd ask, if somebody asked him, for example, about mifepristone, I don't think he knows what mifepristone is, frankly, because they asked, and then he went into this long, rambling thing that ended up, you know, more people love me and vote for me, and, you know, I mean, he just went off into space. And so he answered very few questions, and the ones he did answer, he answered with lies. So I think that that's, frankly, I don't think he wanted people, he did not want the news media, or at least, you know, whoever was carrying it live, to be able to hear the actual questions. Jane, thank you. That was brilliant. Thank you for pointing that out. And thanks for listening to us or watching us in Limerick, Maine. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It is Anything Goes Friday. Picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-through line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media.
Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Now.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and so-called organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
When the streets are bustling around, we gotta need the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Have your
It's 9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Anything Goes Friday. Judy in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Judy, what's up?
Hi. Georgia has passed a rule that lets county election boards refuse to certify results in right. their county. And I'm wondering if it's legal to do that in a federal election, a presidential election.
I don't know the answer to the question. I've heard that it is, and I've heard that it isn't, and I'm guessing that it will be litigated before the election, and we'll find out.
Okay.
They are revealing their hand, though, you know, that they don't think that they can win the election unless they play dirty tricks, and that's a pretty
right,
sad commentary on what's going on. Judy, thank you for the call, and thanks for listening to KTRC, our very first commercial affiliate. Thank you. G in Seattle. Hey, G, what's up?
Hi. Back in about 2010, I used to listen to a radio show called Ring of Fire Radio. You probably remember
that.
It was
Mike Papantonio and Bobby Kennedy.
Mike Papantonio and Bob Kennedy, yeah. So I don't know if he would publicly disrespect his old friend, but I wonder if you've gotten Mike's take on Bob since he went off the deep end.
I haven't talked to Mike in a couple of years. You know, we used to be pretty close, but I just... You know, we kind of drifted away, I guess, you know, went in different directions. So I have no idea what his opinion is. I can tell you I'm very disappointed by Bob. I think he's actively hurting himself, his family, and our country, and I think it's just a tragedy. Gee, thanks for the call. James in Hollywood. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, the elephant in the room. I just saw
a special showing his two-year-old baby girl who sores all over her body, and the water was filled sewage in the streets. It's just...
You're talking Gaza.
Yes, and three Holocaust survivors said that Netanyahu learned from the Jews. I have to call them Netanyahu Jews. They are deliberately targeting children and pregnant women. They are trying to wipe Gaza off the map so it is uninhabitable, as they said, uninhabitable and unlivable.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with Judaism, James. This is not about Jews. This is about
a
war criminal who's running that country.
They are doing it, Tom. No one's stopping them.
No, I get it,
James. The whole country.
I get it. I was pleased to hear Kamala Harris the other day come out and say, you know, we need to stop this war now. We need a two-state solution, and we need to get some aid to the Palestinians in Gaza. I think she's going to be a much more forceful voice for that than President Biden has been. James, thanks for the call. Mary in Las Vegas. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. I had called about the 70 people that are election deniers, but since some lady already addressed that, I'm hoping that Alvin Bragg or someone can get Trump's tax records and find a link between $10 million that el-Sisi supposedly gave him in 2016 and that Trump...
I don't think it would show up on his tax records because it came in as cash. I have a feeling he just handed it off to his campaign.
Figures.
But there might be some records with regard to the campaign, although I'm guessing that they probably all got destroyed. I mean, the Washington Post story said that even if you could prove anything, a statute of limitations has expired. But it's just another example of how corrupt this man is. He's a world-class criminal.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Mary.
Well,
thank Good
you.
Talking to you. Yep. Jim in Moline, Michigan. Hey, Jim, what's up?
How you doing, Tom? You having a good day?
I am. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good. I just wondered about Camel's thing that where one person can support a family. What her plan is?
What do you mean? Oh, that one person could support a family. That's a good union
working,
job.
One. Yeah, I know. I mean,
she's been endorsed by pretty much every union out there, with the exception of the Teamsters. And my dad was able to raise. There were four boys. I had three younger brothers, and my mom and me.
I know that. It was way after World War II, but
yeah. She's just saying, let's bring back these union jobs. And step one to doing that is bringing back our manufacturing capability. And for the first time in 40 years, we're building factories now in the United States. So, and that's all because of Joe Biden and the CHIPS Act and the Build Back Better Act. I got to run, Jim. Thanks for the call. Special thanks to Connor Arroyo, Carney Verity, Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Gerilyn Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Mark Thoman, Martha Salinas, and, well, that's my list. Thank you to all these great folks who work on this program and many volunteer with us. And thank you to you for showing up. And be sure to get out there, get active, tag You're It. I'll see you on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio.
Radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Rear Admiral Joe Seestack about Project 2025's impact on the U.S. military and the state of education in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah. It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.